Aaron 9. Let us plead for them even more fervently. Since the mind can tend to grow fatigued with prolonged speech, he again awakens it, as he intends to request again certain profound and significant things. So he says, let us plead for them even more fervently. And what is this? That he would save them from all evil and improper things. Here we pray for them that they won't succumb to temptation, but will be freed from every trap, a freedom both physical and spiritual. He continues, from every demonic sin and from every trap of the adversary, signifying temptations and sins. For sin readily traps us, surrounding us on all sides, coming from ahead, from behind, and thus knocking us down. After instructing us on what we ought to do, engage in his law, remember his commandments, keep his judgments, he assures that even this is insufficient unless he himself comes to our aid. For unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. This is particularly true for those still vulnerable to the devil and under his control, and those of you who are dedicated know this well. Remember, for instance, the words in which you rejected his presumptive control, kneeled before the king, defected to him, and pronounced those formidable words instructing us never to obey the adversary. But he calls him the adversary and accuser, as he accuses God to men and us to God, and one of us to the other. There were times when he accused Job to God, saying, does Job fear God for nothing? Job 9. Or God to Job, fire has fallen from heaven. Furthermore, God to Adam, General 3:5. When he said their eyes would be opened. And to many people nowadays saying that God doesn't care about the visible world, but has left your matters to demons. And to many Jews he accused Christ, calling him a fraud and a magician. But perhaps someone wishes to hear how the adversary operates. When he doesn't find a mind that is virtuous or an understanding that is sound, then he, like into an empty soul, leads his riot there. When a person neither remembers God's commandments nor adheres to his judgments, then the adversary captures him and departs. Had Adam, for example, remembered the command that said, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, General 2:16. Had he heeded the judgment that declared, on the day you eat from it, you will certainly die, then his fate would have been different.